The fourth barrier to success that we are about to reel out to you is what we have termed the WMD, called fear. WMD is an acronym for weapon of mass destruction. Yes, indeed, that's what fear really is. Scientifically, the Earth is estimated to be about 4.5 billion years old based on statistics from radiometric age dating of meteorite materials. However, according to some theological estimations which have not been substantiated, the Earth is about 6,000 years old. Nevertheless, the implication is that fear is approximately as old as the Earth itself. Of course, there are several other barriers to success that are as old as fear. For instance, barriers like wickedness, doubt, worry, guilt, anger, pain, sorrow, discouragement, low self-esteem, ignorance and deception. These are all devious and awful barriers to success. Fear is one of the pernicious barriers to success. Fear and ignorance work hand in hand. The fear of death and failure are the greatest fears of all. Perverted fear, such as the fear of the unknown, the fear of rejection, the fear of embarrassment, the fear of failure, the fear of indebtedness, and the fear of death are toxic to the human mind. Countless people fail because of fear. It has caused many people to terminate their lives, which is one of the major causes of premature death the world over. Fear is everywhere. From little children to the great head, fear torments. It paralyzes and confuses people. It has driven many people to become addicts to alcohol and drugs. Many people fear old age. There are folks who are traumatized to travel in an airplane. Some fear heights, while many are afraid to drive a car or even to enter a crowded room. Some folks fear that they may not live to see the next day. Many women fear that someday their most cherished skin would wrinkle or that they may become victims of sexual assault. Some men fear that their wives or daughters may become victims of sexual abuse. Some married couples fear the possibility of divorce. Children fear that their parents may end up separated. Singles fear they may not even find the right spouses to marry. Some parents fear that their children may hook up with the wrong friends and may become a thorn in their flesh. In some parts of the world, the fear of terrorists and bandits has become their albatross. So it is clear that fear is human. Perverted fear is a powerful negative energy that hinders success. Death is the perversion of life, wickedness the perversion of love, and fear the perversion of hope. Perverted fear has become so natural that we do not even realize it is a tormenting energy that subtly ravages many lives. You know, it is impossible for darkness and light to cohabit in the same arena. Likewise, it is impossible for fear and hope to cohabit in the same mental atmosphere at the same time. Fear gives birth to superstition, sickness, and disease, but hope can produce healing and peace in the midst of difficult circumstances. Most people who are sick are afraid to lose their lives. There are many adults who are afraid to sleep in a dark room alone. Fear can produce failure in all ramifications and can also lead to bondage. Perverted fear is a dreadful oppressor. Therefore, you must resist fear with every energy of hope. When you act in fear, you bring harm to yourself. Fear is negative imagination that should be cast out immediately. Some say that fear is natural, but that is absolutely untrue. It is hope that is natural. Negative fear is a travesty and a counterfeit of hope. The human mind is the battleground. Therefore, guard your mind with all diligence. Feed your mind with words of hope and keep perverted fear out of the arena of your mind. Perverted fear is like little foxes that spoil the vine. You have got to recognize the enemies of success and understand their modus operandi. When you do not know what your enemy is capable of, it inadvertently smacks of self-destruction by infiltrating the camp of your adversaries unprepared. It is expedient to know your enemies as much as possible. Fear is a subtle and merciless enemy. We must unmask its strategies. Friends, have you been suffering from oppression in your relationships, health, finances, or at your job? Is it oppression from disappointments, sickness, fear, or failure at the border of success? The fear of poverty, financial burdens, and scarcity has compelled many people to seek wealth and protection through devious means. Fear can wipe out countless people. It is a destroyer that always transmits negative energy. One common acronym for fear is false evidence appearing real. But this is, however, not entirely correct, because what one fears may be a real impending danger that may not be false evidence after all. Another acronym for fear is forget everything and run. That makes more sense. So how then do we overcome this barrier to success? We can overcome the barrier called fear by keeping hope alive through determination. Hope is faith, and faith is the remedy for fear. Courage, hope, and determination can overcome this barrier called fear. Fear has torments. It destabilizes and shreds human emotions apart, ripping a human body immune system to bits. But you can use fear to your advantage, because the flip side of fear is caution. Don't be afraid of fear, even though it is coated with torments. Resist fear with courage, hope, and determination. It is better to try to do something and fail at it than not to try at all because of the fear of failure. The experiences you garner in life are invaluable assets that could boost future endeavors if you do not give up too quickly. Always remember that perverted fear is a traitor and a consuming monster. Although it comes with the power to limit one's potentials, it also serves as a red flag to caution anyone. Whenever you fall, do not be afraid to rise again. Every human being falls at one point or another. It is not a shameful thing to fall, but it is an unfortunate thing for one to fail to rise whenever one falls. Whenever fear captures your emotions, it is a signal that trouble is around the corner. So, be courageous. Do not be afraid. The fear of the unknown has sent many people to their early graves. Leave your past failures behind. Grab the lessons learned, as you need the experience in life's precarious voyage. Fear is a tormenting force with a mission to destroy its victims. Whenever your fear is greater than your faith, then you must realize that the enemy of your destiny has infiltrated your life to destroy it. Therefore, you must resist fear with desperate enthusiasm. The fourth barrier to success is what we refer to as the ancient chain called poverty. A 10-year-old boy in Gabon once said that when he leaves for school in the mornings, there is hardly any breakfast for him to eat. At noontime, there is hardly any lunch for him. And in the evenings, he only gets a little supper, which is hardly ever enough. So when he sees another child eating during the day, he just sits to watch that child. And if the child eating doesn't give him anything to eat, it feels like he will collapse. Unfortunately, many privileged children do not appreciate what they have. In many homes, food is wasted heedlessly. This is highly regrettable indeed. Many people suffer grievously from the scourge of poverty, a very vital instrument of failure. Similarly, a lady once recounted how feeding herself and her little son was almost impossible, year in, year out. She averred that even when she managed to get any little food to eat, which was always far from anything nutritious, it was always heartrending and difficult for her to decide who would eat such a meal, she or her little son. Poverty is an ancient chain that incapacitates countless people and frustrates success from coming their way. It is a stronghold of despair that aims at keeping many people from fulfilling their dreams and happiness. It is a subtle but effective instrument of misery that controls people's finances and plunges them into perpetual lack of ideas, money, and material possessions. It is the extreme opposite of wealth and happiness. There are different levels of poverty. Some are really extreme and bad. Such a state is called penury. A state of destitution is when an individual or group lack basic needs such as food, shelter, clothing, healthcare, education, and so on. Statistics indicate that there are over 2 billion people presently living in chronic poverty, as they live on less than $1 a day. The worst form of poverty is a lack of ideas, hope, courage, and determination. Many people were born into poverty. They live all their lives in absolute penury and languish in abject hardship. Poverty is a devourer of human dignity. It promotes crime. It rips the human heart with excruciating emotional pain. It is a state of not having ideas, shelter, food to eat, clothes to wear, as well as the inability to access basic health care. It often entails very poor sanitation. poverty is equivalent to powerlessness. It is a plague on humanity. It is one weapon that the mercenaries of failure and misery apply to plague the human race, as it more often than not lures people into crime. When someone is poor, he or she would most likely be full of hate or envy for others who are well off. It is estimated that over 50,000 people, mostly women and children, perish daily the world over as a direct result of poverty. Poverty is a dreadful barrier to success. It can come in any form. It can come in the form of lack, delay, loss, and financial debt. It is a humiliating phenomenon. It reinforces helplessness. The voice of the poor is hardly heard. Many people suffer severely from the scourge of poverty, such as a lack of basic needs like food, water, shelter, clothing, and health care. The worst aspect of poverty are hunger and sickness. Poverty is a destroyer, as it can wreck the soul and the body of any human being. It nurtures depression and fear. Do you know how frightening and frustrating it is to look into the eyes of your child or children and see stark hunger staring back at you? Do you also know why many women abandon their newborn babies on the streets, in bushes, in dumpsters, in pit holes, or even give them up for adoption? It is essentially because of poverty. The fear of their inability to fend for such children compel them to abandon their children. Lots of women even sell their babies because of the fear of poverty. Friends, poverty is terrible, as it is the citadel of wretchedness. It breeds inferiority complex. It exposes its victims to ridicule. Many families lose their loved ones due to health-related challenges because of the lack of resources and medical care. While some poverty conditions are generational, others are self-inflicted. Poverty has landed many people in jail and goaded many others to do things that they would not ordinarily do, such as prostitution, robbery, hard drugs, kidnapping, assassinations, and so on. Poverty is a tragedy. It is inveterate evidence of financial leprosy. Sometimes, it is also evidence of laziness, low self-esteem, drought of integrity, poor planning, bad habits, or foolishness. It is a form of oppression and evidence of deception. It causes hatred, selfishness, greed, division, and depression. The antidote for poverty is success. You see, anyone can overcome poverty through knowledge, courage, and determination. Be prudent in your spending. Many people spend money extravagantly and frivolously just to show off, while there are lots of families languishing in hunger all around them. A few years ago, a young billionaire was buried with lots of money and champagne. What was all that inanity about? Why not help the poor, the sick, orphans, and the like, in memory of the deceased? If there was so much money to fritter away, do not be possessed by your material possessions. Have perfect hatred for lack, debts, losses, and poverty. Some people go clubbing, where they spend huge sums of money on drinks, and sometimes they run into debts. That's absolutely absurd. Learn to invest and to save money regularly for a rainy day. Also, learn to prioritize and be financially disciplined. Strive to live a balanced life, not a life of silly competition or procrastination. Endeavor to invest time wisely. Develop the habit of giving to the needy. Always work with a financial plan or budget. Build several streams of income as much as possible. And look for ways to partner effectively with disciplined and upright people. Whatever adverse financial situation you may be going through right now, do not focus on it. Beware of every get-rich-quick scheme. They negate the law of productivity, the law of increase, the ancient law of sowing and reaping. Beware of falling into the trap of debt, for it is an implacable yoke orchestrated to cage many people in bondage and frustrate success. Not a few have terminated their lives as a result of being in debt. It is a deadly plague that you must avoid by all means. Break the backbone of poverty and debt through your determination, effective planning, and by helping those in need. Hoarding and stinginess can thrust anyone further into financial bondage and sorrow. Do not open the doors of your life to the dreadful bandits of poverty through laziness, debts, miserliness, envy, resentment, slander, and stupidity. Poverty is a state of captivity and misery. Always remember the poor and the needy. Do something to help the poor around you. Strive to help the needy, because we are mere stewards in the vineyard of the universe.